Welcome, everyone. So notice your experience and allow it to be just as it is. Meaning you as presence. You don't need to pursue any experience in this moment. So you invite yourself to doing nothing. And simply being. No need to fix anything. No need to alter your experience or attempt to alter your experience. Which is not possible. Because everything which appears to you disappears instantaneously. It is known, meaning it is perceived. But it's not retained. Because from the perspective of freedom, from the perspective of consciousness, from the perspective of reality, there is no grasping. Nothing lacking. Because there is nothing separate. In fact, Everything appears to you as a flow. Out of yourself and to yourself, you are the perceiver. As well as the conceiver. There is no limit to creativity, no limit to creation. There is no limit to reality. The reality of consciousness. This borderless creative awareness. Simultaneously creates and perceives. Without being moved by its creation. Without being altered. You don't need to seek any experience. In this moment of being, there is no past or future. Presence is not a moment between the past and the future. That which has a beginning and an ending is an appearance. Within this transparent awareness, which has no beginning and no ending. Forms and shapes appear to you. With specific shapes and forms, details and colors and sounds. Everything that appears to you has distinct characteristics which the mind can label and recognize. But you, this aware presence. Has no particular shape or form or color. That which is real neither appears nor disappears. In the Hindu tradition, they speak of discrimination and viveka. Warning against mistaking that which appears to be real and mistaking the reality which perceives and which is not perceived to be a concept, to be not real, to be less real. It's okay to be enamored with the world, to play in the garden. While knowing that the reality of the world is not in the world, the reality of that which is perceived is not in that which is perceived. Knowing that the reality of that which is perceived is not perceived, it is consciousness, which we commonly refer to as I, not a male or female form, but I, this transparent, invisible to the senses, aware presence. Not to attribute a separate reality to forms, not to attribute a separate reality to thoughts, memories, not to attribute a separate reality to what we refer to as feelings. And above all, to notice how we define I, the self, as a form. As a mortal form, as a person, as a body mind. To attribute the reality of consciousness to a body mind form. Which is the original identification, the core identification. It is available to us to discern, to perceive, and to understand. That identifying I, which is the reality which perceives right now, in any form, in any manner, is a falsehood. Think it's Christian scriptures that speak about falling out of grace. Identifying yourself in any form as a falling out of grace. What goes hand in hand in the Hindu scriptures with Viveka is the concept of dispassion. Vairagya, I think it's referred to. To be in the world is a certain degree of dispassion. Just as a sadhana, as an expedient mean in order not to fall in the trap of being mesmerized by forms, to enjoy the world with a certain degree of dispassion. It's just a practice, it's just a tool, a crutch of sorts. In particular, to be dispassionate towards our own thoughts and feelings about each other, about ourselves. Not to give power to forms. Thoughts are a form, a subtle form, like any other form. To be malleable, be playful, innocent, childlike. With your thoughts and your opinions. Be light. Whenever you give reality to the body-mind at the expense of consciousness, you will experience a sense of limitation, worry and concern, fears. Take a look at that. See if it applies. We are surrounded with beauty.